Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sanspants Radio, a viable alternative to the silence.
Hey, are you tossing and turning in bed every night because the Melbourne International Comedy Festival is coming up and you don't know what to see? Well, panic no longer, pilgrim, and come and see my frankly dangerous quiz show, Big Deal. It's sort of like the game show equivalent of when you cough so much that you vomit. I'm hosting, and it'll star a whole bunch of Sanspants people and comedians. Grab your tickets now from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website or from our own website, sanspantsradio.com/live.
Welcome to episode 10 of Into the Jungle Island of Dendar, a D&D is for Nerds adventure. Previously.
Yeah. Linus puts a giant gauntleted hand on your arm before you can hit yourself a second time and says, please, try again.
Oh, okay, mister. Is it alright if I call you dad? And I start playing.
I think it is, son. I think it is. The first wave will be the easiest to deal with, but it will also be the most numerous in enemies.
These giant snakes, they're... Would you say they're a beast?
Yes.
Good, just good to know.
Make a DC 16 saving throw with your spellcasting ability. On a failed save, you age 5d10 years.
So you just said, oi, you don't have any fucking legs, and then died of old age.
Goodness, you're facing down two Yonti purebloods. You actually don't feel, you feel a little confident. Like, it doesn't, they weren't able to land a hit on you. They don't look like incredibly amazing.
I'm also sourced, so I feel great.
Yeah, four snakes attempt to take down Linus.
Oh no, Linus, I mean.
No, actually three try to take down Linus. One attacks you still.
Fires! Wise!
She scores a critical hit.
I told you.
Whoop. Eruption, triple damage.
Whoa!
Jesus!
I want to do my thaumaturgy and just do like a big lightning bolt like a fucking badass fucker.
Thunder splits the night sky, illuminating your slightly bloodied face.
And red eyes.
Lunabon, the giant snake is quickly coiling itself around you. It's your turn.
I would like to ask the snake, hello, why are you doing this? Please, please tell me. What's your name?
Sacrifice for Dendar.
What do you need? I'll give you whatever you want.
Sacrifice for Dendar.
Who's Tender?
You could literally spend your turn doing
the god of the Yontis.
You don't have to do what they say. You're more powerful.
I want to sacrifice for Dendar.
I know there's under animal friendship. There's nothing I can do to help. Maybe, okay, I say, I'm so sorry, and you produce flame in hopes that he drops me.
So you don't hit him with the produce flame, you just produce flame?
I produce it on where he's touching me.
Do you want to make an attack with this, is what I'm asking.
Yes.
All right, you'll make the attack at disadvantage because it's a ranged attack that you're making as while you're being grappled.
But my hand's setting on fire and he's touching my hand.
Unfortunately, because it's a ranged attack, it shoots out and it shoots out like, well, not really like a weird way or anything like that, but just the way that it works, unfortunately, the spell needs to be aimed and you kind of need a little bit of distance to be able to judge that.
Well, that's actually quite good, as long as I get him and he drops me.
You will also need to make a check to cast the spell, unfortunately, while being grappled.
Pardon?
Because you're grappled, the spell requires you to say and do magical motions.
Yeah.
Say magical words, do magical motions, which is difficult while being grappled. So you'll need to make a check to get the spell, to do the spell, and then you'll be making the attack at disadvantage.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So long as you're just aware.
Thank you.
So, you... I get a bad boy card.
Oh no.
Unless anyone can help with this check.
Advantage on a skill or attack roll.
Advantage? Yeah, no, advantage is really good.
Oh, thank you.
Spend the card. Yep, you pass. Then, at disadvantage, you make the attack. So fire leaps into your hand.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. You critically fail on this.
What? What if I get a plus
three? I want to see these dice.
I'm sorry, you just did.
Fortuitous circumstance. All I want to get is...
All right, well, you can play the fortuitous circumstance, and I'll see what the critical fail is.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, he's dancing. No.
Oh, no.
This is awful for you, Lunabon.
Why?
Avoid traveling circuses. Make a DC 16 saving throw with your spellcasting ability. On a failed save, natural beasts with intelligence 4 or lower are unhappy in your presence, reacting to you as it fits their nature for 1d6 days.
No!
Oh!
No! 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 No!
Wait, did we use what the fortuitous circumstance?
Fortuitous circumstance can't affect. Yeah, it can't affect dice rolls. But I will find some fortuitous circumstance if you're spending the card.
Spending the card. Yeah.
You fail this saving throw unless someone can help her.
I have nothing
for saving throws.
No, sorry.
You fail for 6 days.
Oh,
the maximum period we could have gotten. Natural beasts with an intelligence 4 or lower are unhappy in your presence, reacting to you as it fits their nature. The snake immediately... No, it'll be on its turn. All right.
Does that affect Paula?
What do you want Garl to do?
I want to use my bonus action to do a healing word on myself. All right. Do I get dropped?
That'll be on the snake's turn.
No, Paula. Do I know why they're all going to be sad with me?
You recover. Yeah. So as you're drawing, everyone manipulates. When you're using magic, you're manipulating the weave of magic. There's like kind of like invisible energy, strings connecting everything around you. When you're using magic, you're pulling, pushing, manipulating that weave of magic. Everyone does it differently. Some people get... Basically, the weave is manipulated for them by gods. That's how clerics work. Other people, like wizards, just know how the weave is manipulated, and they pick at the right strings. They're very delicate, and they're clever about it. Druids, only when it comes to nature do you have an innate gift, just a natural knowledge of how the weave works. You actually, to speak with animals, that's how what you're constantly doing. You're constantly manipulating the weave of magic between you and another animal to give them understanding of their speech, of your speech, and vice versa. As you draw the flame into your hand and hurl it, not really at the snake, but kind of at the snake, you can feel one of those magical strands snap.
Oh,
it breaks and whips back at you, slapping into you. You feel the magical weave all around you shudder, and you can feel it affecting the animals nearby. You can tell the effects of what just happened. A similar thing actually happened to you when you aged, Molto Bene.
Okay.
That's fucking awful.
How unlucky have we been this game?
Pretty.
What's going to happen to Goody?
I killed two people like that, and I've lost 3 hit points, so I'm doing fine.
Yeah, because you're so sloshed.
Because I got smashed.
Should have drank some of that
also,
rum.
Though, if I had to do anything involving intelligence,
you recover
4
hit points.
That's true.
Because I'm a 10. I'm basically brain damaged. I'm so drunk, I'm brain damaged.
That's perfect for a fight.
It is.
Well, that's why fights always happen at bars that end really well.
Yeah.
If you're going to have a fight, pick it on a drinking night.
That is a great poem.
That was great.
Thank you.
Poem. You got that tattooed across your back, yeah.
Oh, down the side of my ribs. So when I rip my shirt open to fight, and then I, right as I come up to body slam someone doing that like elbow one.
That's the last thing I say.
Yeah.
What do you want Garl to do?
Garl, can you please? I feel like I'm barely a quarter of the person I once was.
Garl can't lay his hands upon you, though, so he can't, because you're grappled with the constrictor snake, so he can't heal you as well as he could have, but he can use healing word like how you used healing word. Actually, he's going to use it, whatever, he powers it up a little bit.
Oh, thank you, Garl.
You recover 8 more hit points. Putting you on 15 in total.
Yeah.
Then...
I'm nearly half the person I once was.
You'll never get back that
Then it's Molto Bene and Linus's turn.
Okay.
You continue to play the spell that is entrancing the two snakes. You could do something else if you wanted to. You could give bardic inspiration to Linus, because he's already used the bardic inspiration you gave him before.
Yeah, cool. I'll do that.
You are... in your singing, you say words of encouragement for Linus to help him fight. And you can also cast a spell if you wanted. Things don't look that dire yet, so you might want to try another Vicious Mockery. Or if you have another spell that you like the look of.
No, I think I'll go Vicious Mockery. It worked well for me last time.
All right.
Please use the same insult.
Hey, Snake. Also, Linus, you're really cool. I'm doing everything. You still got no legs. And yeah, I don't mean it as much because I'm kind of like deflated and upset.
You got a little chuckle out of me, so double damage if you remember. Yay! That rule that I
love that rule.
So, what was I going to say? You want to know what I just realized as well? And this is, people are going to be screaming at me at home. So I just realized that you shouldn't have, I'm still going to do it because it's very funny, but you shouldn't have aged.
What?
Because I realized that it was them rolling the one, not you.
Wait, so I didn't critically fail?
You technically didn't, no, but...
You absolute fucking bastard.
I forgot.
You absolute...
Get a good boy
shit. Card. Get a what?
Get a good boy card.
Okay, okay.
As that makes up for that everything.
Makes, oh, reduce age 38 years. Find your joie de vivre. No, I'm glad I've aged. It's fun.
It was fucking hilarious, yeah, man. Awesome. You deal 5 points of damage to that snake. It collapses. It's so upset by what you've said.
I love it. That's a fun spell.
You can't understand animals, so it was only if Lunabon was there. But if Lunabon was there, she would have heard the snake say, "Me?" and collapse.
But I thought I had legs!
I thought I was all leg.
Then it... Yeah, oh, and Linus.
A leg.
Do you want to direct Linus to do anything special? Otherwise, he's just going to attack.
Nah, he can just do what he does.
Linus. Well, that one's going to miss unless... Now it hits. So he used the Bardic Inspiration again. And that one will also be a hit. He downs two more snakes.
Oh, Linus. Like he downs them like he's drinking them.
Yeah. Snakes, the shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snake bite?
Dude, someone say shot.
Imagine slurping an entire snake.
I think you would choke and die.
No, none of it comes out.
So you are fighting three...
Straight down, straight through.
You're fighting three snakes now, two of which have been entranced by you.
Okay, cool.
And then three it's snakes. Their turn. Sorry?
Nothing. Yep, cool.
That snake attacks Linus. Ooh, critical hit. Something slipped. Quadruple damage, and your AC is reduced by a D8 for a D8 rounds. Hashtag life threatening.
Do they have hashtags on the card?
No, so the way the cards are meant to work, but I don't do it because I'm evil, but also kind. It just hurts both. It's a double-edged sword. So all the cards have a little thing up the top that says life-threatening or deadly or embarrassing, that sort of stuff. And those are actually meant to be... So I'm only meant to put life-threatening cards into the deck when the players reach like level 15 because they're extra bad. But I haven't done that. I've just put all of the cards into the deck. Both the embarrassing ones, which are like, you smell a little now, and the life-threatening ones, which are like, quadruple damage, and your AC is reduced by a D8 for a D8 rounds. But it's a double-edged sword, so like, you also have cards that will do
when you
get critical hits.
Right. Like Eruption, and that snake lady exploded.
Yeah, like that, yes. I just find it very fun that suddenly you could be doing 4 times damage, or they could be doing 4. Anyway, this one does 4 times damage against Linus, which is just bad for him. Oh, God.
Oh, no, but what's... Linus is Linus the Brave.
16. Linus takes 32 points of damage.
Oh my God.
Linus! Oh. Linus!
He makes his saving throw, so he doesn't take any poison damage. But his AC is reduced by 4 for 1 round, which will make him easier to hit next turn. The snake sinks its fangs deep into Linus's leg and then jerks. Linus cries out in anguish and is brought to his knees by the attack. The snake, Lunabon, that is holding you, immediately lets go. Get away! Get away! The Yaunty Pure Blood that is riding it is kicking at its... she's riding just behind its head. She's kicking at, its shoulders and hissing at it.
No! Legs.
Turn back, you foolish sack of skin! It slithers away and escapes. You will not have to deal with this snake. That's
double
your fortuitous short. Circumstance.
Oh, thank goodness.
But is it also because animals now hate her?
Yes.
Left? Yeah.
Yep. That is exactly why that happened, yes.
You're revolting.
But the animals are revolting. Against me. Mm-hmm.
And then is Lunabon and Garl's turn. You're freed. Garl can heal you again if you want. He's got a lot of healing magic.
So the snake is gone now.
Yeah.
We're safe.
It just left. Yeah, that one did.
Okay,
You can see that the fight is still going in your favor. You're repulsing the first wave.
So there, I can see that Goody and Molto need help.
Yes, you can. Okay.
God. Well, I've just come over to you.
They're on the other side of town, though, so it's a ways away. You can start making your way there now, though.
May as well. Oh, no, the next wave's going to come from here as well, isn't it?
Actually, Goody doesn't need help. Goody's fine. He's coming towards you.
Oh.
No, Seahole's coming towards
Sorry, us. Seahole is coming towards you.
I'm heading towards Molto.
I don't know why I keep forgetting that.
Okay, Garl, I seem to have inflicted some awful happenstance upon myself, and animals don't want to be around me at the moment. That's why that snake left. Paula? Hey, Paula?
Paula's not with you. You left Paula with Green Chapel, remember?
No.
You did. You left Paula with Green Chapel for safekeeping.
She was stressed.
I remember exactly. I made a note of it because it's not important. But yeah, Paula's with Green Chapel.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, could you please heal me some more? I think this will help us in the battle, and I'm glad we don't have to hurt anything, but I didn't know I'd get so hurt.
You recover another 13 hit points.
Thank you, Garl.
Garl looks... Well, he doesn't really understand the pain of... Like, he doesn't care that much about animals. If an animal doesn't like him, he's not sweating about it. But he can see that there's anguish in you, and so you can feel... He feels empathetic towards you. He tries to console you, but he doesn't know the words to say. While that's happening, Dog runs past. Bark, bark, bark. Get out of here, you snakes.
No, Dog. Dog, no. I'm sorry, Dog.
He turns tail and runs in your presence.
I cry.
Oh, no. The snakes will eat those tears.
That's fine. It's fine. It means we don't have to hurt anything, but they don't want to be around me.
Goody, you rushed to the aid of Molto Bene and Linus. You're there.
Goody.
I did not. Holy shit, how much did I drink?
It is hard to explain, man. I don't know what's going on. My knees don't work. I'm thinking about insurance. I don't have a super. Goody.
Are you excited?
Linus is down. He was the bravest one.
Linus is still standing.
It's fine.
He's brought to his knees.
Well, Linus may be brave, but I am Dutch brave, or something, or Finnish brave, or I'm gonna pick this snake up and punch it in the mouth.
Please do. Oh shit,
I'd like to pick up the snake that attacked, because there's two that are still enthralled with him. I'd pick up the remaining snake and punch it in its mouth.
All right.
With my martial arts. Oh, and my sword, I guess.
Your first attack will be a miss unless you have anything for melee attacks.
I have nothing.
Attacks. All right. So your second attack, however, is a hit, dealing...
Is it a surprise attack because I've come from another direction?
No, the snake's not... The snake saw you coming.
He came from the north.
Look to the north.
On the third day.
Oh, fuck, I'm an idiot. I don't know Lord of the Rings quotes.
That's okay.
I just said that randomly.
Neither do I.
Nah, I do. I was going at another joke because that one didn't get laughs.
Did I kill this guy?
Fuck you guys. You deal 5 points of damage to the snake, killing it. You grab it by its head and snap its neck.
It's all neck.
No, it's not.
Oh, that's a good insult for later. You're all fucking neck.
You grab the snake by the head, give it a jerk, and you hear a crack, and the snake goes limp in your
Question.
Hands.
Question. Would this snake look like good as a scarf?
It's a bit big for that.
I drape it around my neck anyway.
All right.
Put its tail in its mouth and make it Ouroboros.
Yeah, I have heavy armor now.
What? No, you don't.
Yeah, dude.
Snake doesn't count as armor.
Well, it's around my neck anyway. Feather boa. I look
feather
fabulous.
Boa constrictor.
Feather boa?
Yes, feather boa constrictor.
Snakes do not have feathers. Only, well, some do in D&D, but this snake does not have feathers.
I will get a bird, I will pluck it, and I will give this snake feathers.
Only, I think, flying snakes have feathers, and cooer tail, or whatever they're called. It's a thing that gets... It, do you remember Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them? That creature that gets as big as the container it's in? It's also in D&D. I think it's called a Kuatail or something like that. I just remember someone having a go at me for not remembering the name. Anyway, it that has feathers, I believe. It has like a mane of feathers.
Cool.
you're not good at pretending a pizza box story is interesting.
No, it was great. So these pizza boxes, right, dear listeners. Adam, take it away.
All right. So if I think it's in Australia, I don't know if they ship internationally, but there's a company that makes pizza boxes, right? And are you just all gonna, you're just, all right. There's a company that makes pizza boxes, yeah? And they put like news articles on the pizza boxes. And every time I see that, it's very funny for me because I know that the company's like, hey, send us in news articles about your pizzeria and we'll make the pizza box with the news articles on it as like a, oh, look, someone gets the pizza box and it's all the news articles about your pizzeria they can read as they chew. And no one, people just like the look of the newspaper pizza boxes. They don't care to send in newspaper articles. So they just ask for the boxes and the company's like, but we'll put the news articles on it, but pizzerias don't care. So every one of those boxes all have the same exact layout because they no one ever changes it, and all the articles are just like random.
Are we still going?
Yeah,
yeah. Still going.
They're all just like random headlines, and they've got what's that? It's not Latin. It's Greek. It's like ipsum something something. It's
lorem
like,
ipsum.
Yeah, lorem ipsum. It's just default holder text, and so they all just have that written on them. And so, I don't know if that's outside of Australia, but I know it's inside of Australia. Which reminds me that I was on the D&D website the other day, and it was quite a while ago, actually. It was like, trying to remember, it was, because I was looking it up for one of the D&D book launches. It was, might have been Mordenkainen's Tomb of, not Tomb, Tome, sorry, Mordenkainen's Tomb of Tome. Mordenkainen's Tome of Foes, or it might have been the book before that, Volo's Guide? I forget. Anyway, I was looking up for one of those books, and I was just on the D&D page, and I came to a page that just had the title Ipsum, whatever it is, and the text was just the thing there, and I was like, oh, this is very funny. On the D&D homepage, they just have, obviously, something that's gone live, but they haven't properly, it's like in their web directory, not directory, web map? It was live on their website, but someone had obviously didn't mean to put it live, or they thought they'd buried it so deeply about something so obscure that no one would have been searching for it. But I was searching for it, so I found that page. And I wanted to tell someone, but I didn't know who to tell. So I didn't really say anything about it. I guess I kind of regret that now. Tweeting about it no, wouldn't have been great. But my last tweets have only gotten like 30 likes, so I'm getting less and less popular, I reckon. I'm done.
Was outstanding.
Oh.
Like a scarecrow, it was outstanding in my field.
Yep.
Oh no, I'm gonna come again.
whose turn was it?
I've just had my turn. Is it Seahole's turn? Can I get her to? Can she still hear me?
If you yell, I guess yeah. Over the sounds of combat. No, actually, never mind. No, I said nothing. She can't hear you. I'm so sorry.
Damn it.
Yeah, it sucks.
I was gonna get her to turn around and kill these two snakes.
She'll probably come. Well, actually, she'll probably help the town. She's lost to you now. Lost to time.
I send her to these guys.
There's only two snakes left that you guys are fighting that are enthralled. It actually looks like the fight's starting to. It looks like the fight's starting to die down. The city has won.
Wave one.
Yes. They've won wave one.
Oh. Oh, thank God. I don't feel so good still. I'm just making noises now. I got no point.
Snake's turn?
Yes. But they're enthralled. They're just paying attention to the thing. Lunabon and Garl, what do you want to do?
Okay. Well, I suppose Seahole's coming over to... Do we know Seahole's coming?
Yeah, you could see Seahole sprinting across the town towards you.
Okay, Seahole...
Actually, you know what? I'm going to go out of initiative. We're going to say that those last two snakes, because they're enthralled, you just finish them off. Yep. It's the end of the fight. We'll go out of initiative. Just act however you want. You can tell that the raiding party, if you will, is falling back. They're leaving the town. The town erupts the cheers. They won.
Wait a minute. I thought there were three waves. I count one wave.
That was only round one.
I am drunk, but I am not so drunk that I don't numbers anymore. Jesus.
Linus is walking through town, or not walking through town, but he walks up against a building or the wall nearby and just rests himself against that. You can see that his knee is mangled.
Wait, no, but seriously, I thought there were three waves of snake things. Why do we only have one?
Are we all together now?
Yeah, you can reassemble with Garl, Linus, Garl, Linus, and Seahull.
Seahull, what the fuck?
Good is right.
I don't know. Usually there is three waves. Unless perhaps they've already taken what they needed. We should do a head count. Make sure everyone's still here.
Yes.
Son of a bitch.
Yes, head count?
Head count?
Let's do the head count.
All right. You go through town making a head count of everyone.
Oh, Dr. Ant's still here. Hey, has anyone found the man who designed our boat?
Dr. Ant is gone. Or Drant, as his name is.
Dr. Ant.
Drant is gone.
Oh, Malto!
Oh. Don't look at me.
Malto, what?
I don't know.
You look like you've aged, 30 years.
38. So how I feel inside, at least.
Well, you look great.
Really?
For 38
I have to admit, I do like the beard. Grr, it's a nice look.
A beard?
What is wrong with that dog?
Fetch. I'm so sorry, Fetch.
Wait, Lunabon, what happened? Understand. What did you do?
Hey, dog, what are you ground for? This is your good old friend, Lunabon. I will kick you into a wall.
Fetch, I'm so sorry, please.
Fight me! Fight me!
Fetch, no, I'll never do that, Fetch. I'm so sorry.
Can I scare the dog with my scary face?
You can try.
And scary eyes. And the thermal.
No, I want to comfort the dog.
I'm not afraid of you. Now he's growling at both of you.
Let's just leave. Fetch, I'm so sorry.
The three of you make a gruesome discovery at the Green Chapel residence.
You motherfucker.
The back wall has been partially torn away. You can see there's a little bit of blood on the floor. Paula and Green Chapel are gone. But before we go on, a quick word from our sponsors. Also, Jack, you had something you wanted to say?
Yeah, I just wanted to give everyone a quick reminder that this Melbourne International Comedy Festival, I'm going to be hosting the world's least pleasant game show. Big deal. Grab your tickets from our website, sanspantsradio.com/live.
Anyway, Tom?
I have never felt such a low of lows. I go to the brandy cupboard, I take out a brandy, and I just sit down on the floor and drink the brandy.
I fall on the ground. I have nothing to do now.
Drant is gone, and Precious is gone.
Precious?
Precious could have just bolted. They're probably not
taking
it. You
mean Precocious?
Precocious.
Precocious, sorry. Yes. I'm thinking of a different cat. They're also kicking around town. Precious is here. Precocious is gone. They're twin cats.
Oh my God.
And Green Chapel's gone.
I run into Green Chapel's bathroom and just like look in the mirror and I like take in what I look like.
You have aged. Not incredibly. 38 years is a lot. Even for a halfling, but it's not as much as you might be worried about. You could live to see 250, so an extra 38 years sucks.
I start crying. I'm just like weeping in the mirror.
So you're weeping in the mirror, you're on the floor a mess, and I'm just getting smashed on brandy.
The mirror has a dolly stitched around it. You could use that to dab. It's quite clearly meant to. There's like a hang for it. It's quite clearly like a hand towel. You use that to dab at your eyes as you cry.
And then I punch the mirror and smash it.
It's probably actually a metal mirror, so you dent it, but you don't...
That's fine.
If you break it a little bit, yeah.
That's fine.
This did not... Are the other three still with us?
Seahole, Linus, and Garl.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still here.
Right, I'm drunk and angry and upset and hurt, and in my misguided drunk, angry, upsetness, and hurt, I'm going on a mission. I'm going to find the fucker that built that fucking boat, and I'm going to choke him out in the middle of town.
Garl says, that's of no use to us. We should track them down to their lair.
We need to find them.
There's a better idea, but I do want to choke a little man.
If we find him on the way, you can kill him to death. Let's find them, though.
Thank you. What with the dog?
All animals don't like me at the moment.
Why?
Well, I'm guessing it's probably something similar that happened to you. I tried to cast flame so that a snake would drop me, but I wouldn't hurt it. And instead I made all animals hate me.
I am deeply sorry for your tragedy. Would you like some of this brandy?
Yes.
I have drank all this brandy. I will get you another one.
Oh, gosh, animals are so much better than people. And I've got no one.
You got us.
You got us. But I'm an empty man.
I got you, babe.
Sonny, what are you doing here?
I'm back. You're wandering around Hope, looking a bit morose, maybe because you just discovered the losses that each of you have sustained. You're feeling a little, maybe, what's the word? Without direction.
Drunk?
Directionless.
Drunk. Directionless, thank you.
A little drunk?
Of a non-direction. And you.
Good thing we have someone who always knows when it's north.
Shut up, guys!
Finally, you've hit puberty. Halfling puberty. When you discover
are you in real life? Really?
Sorry, yeah. When you discover that the hair on your feet grows up along your body.
Oh, God.
The evolution is halfling to hair man to Bigfoot. That's how it works.
Oh, my God, yes.
Holy shit.
It's not. You look like it. You look disappointed now.
I am disappointed, Adam. I thought Shanks was going to become a Bigfoot.
I was making a funny joke. I'm sorry it wasn't real, though.
We'll find a spell. We'll make him a Bigfoot.
Yeah, good. I mean, I guess you could. Anyway.
He does have big feet.
Oh, step one.
And he's hard to take photos of.
Oh.
You are aimlessly standing in the city. The village, whatever you want to call it, when you see a bunch of townspeople, maybe like three or four of them, between them, they're dragging along one of the Yaunti, one of the pure bloods, those like human-esque looking ones with snake-like features. She's struggling. She's quite obviously a captive and alive.
Can we rectify that and make her unalive? Oh, no, that's unwise.
I don't know, you guys like, do what you want. I'm just going to be over here and just doing my little thing.
I trail off and just kind of, you know, like start like picking up blades of grass.
Seahall maybe approaches you. She was speaking with someone else, but then she turns around and starts purposely walking towards you. She calls out, "We have one of them alive. Perhaps we could, I don't know, force it to talk, to tell us where they come from, and then we can hunt them down for a change. Get back our lost." Maybe you guys only care about Paula and Miss Greenchapel, but several other people have been taken as well.
Well, there's something very important that we need to do in getting back Paula, so I think that is exactly what we need to do. Let's go find them and talk to them.
So you walk with Seahall towards where the people are holding the Yaunti.
We're going to torture a snake lady?
Well, only if you want to. She's
I want to, Adam.
She's struggling and pulling in their grasp. Linus is standing there. He punches her in the belly and she doubles over. That's the sound she makes.
She a whale?
Yeah.
Soon.
We'll make her a whale.
She's in for a whale of a time, tell you that much.
I'm going to give her a whaling.
So anyway, you're standing there at the where the townspeople are holding the Yaunti. There's Seahall, Linus, and the cleric whose name always escapes me.
Gull.
Oh, Gull, Throne Stomper, Prayer Breaker?
Yes.
Oh, I have in my notes that they're magic.
What?
Never mind.
You're all standing around. She hisses at each of you almost in turn.
Ooh.
Get away from me, human scum. And halfling scum, hey, and orc scum.
I'm not
Linus,
a human.
Linus, well, there are humans here.
Yeah.
She's just going to each of you almost in turn. Then Linus just maybe punches her in the face and she shuts up.
Is she wearing any armor?
No, she's wearing looks like maybe ceremonial dress.
Any necklaces? Any metal
she
items?
She has some baubles on her, yeah. She has a necklace made of stones with string.
Does anyone around us have any metal necklaces?
I want to use heat metal on her real slow.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Oh, the crown I have, is that metal? My red eye crown.
Yeah, it's metal.
Can I put it on her head?
Yeah, sure.
Cool.
Yes.
I take the crown off and I put it on her head.
And then you say, "I'll give you a crown that will make men weep," or whatever that line from Game of Thrones is.
Khal Drogo, 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 because he speaks in that language.
Mm. Yeah.
Put the crown on her head. You better start talking. Then I slowly start heating the metal up. Can I do it slow?
I'll allow it.
Thank you.
So you don't just outright kill her.
Yeah, real slow.
Okie dokie.
Ghoulish.
What's your alignment?
I love it.
Lawful neutral.
Okay.
I align to animals.
Can you change that to true neutral, thanks?
Okay.
Damn it. I
adhere to the law of the land.
What's your alignment?
I'm lawful good, but I'm going through a crisis.
I'm also lawful good.
The land doesn't have a law. The land is true neutral.
I've been playing pretty lawful good.
Yeah.
Now it's, I'm just pissy.
Until now, although we're torturing a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're helping.
The means, the ends justify the means.
That's lawful good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's lawful good. That is the classic knight of your, like, King Arthur at his round table said to the knights, hey, guys, sometimes it's cool to torture people if you get what you need.
That's not lawful good, is it, Adam?
No. No, it's
what
not.
What is it?
That's, if you wanted to stay good, it's maybe chaotic good, but I would say it's maybe a bit neutral as well, or heading towards evil at least. She hisses, both literally and figuratively. Her skin is melting and bubbling a little bit. And then she also hisses in pain, like a snake might. And says, I'll tell you nothing, scum.
I run up and hit the crown off her head.
All right, you do so.
I do that and I yell, I've lost my youth. I will not lose my principles. I am a lawful good. That is my alignment. I refuse to condone this torture. Come, there must be another way.
Could somebody please take him away?
Hey, Goody. No. I saw a butterfly over here. Would you like to go and catch it with me?
Did you just call me Goody?
No, that's my name.
It is.
I have had a lot to drink since this fight ended.
You're just still drunk from Grugrog's best.
Yeah, and I went and got more.
You went and got more?
Absolutely.
Of Grugrog's best.
Sure.
You kept it down this time, but you almost wish you hadn't.
Is my intelligence below 10?
Your intelligence is reduced further by 3. So you now have an effective intelligence of 7.
Good.
You're plastered. To give you an understanding of how drunk you are,
yes,
you're having trouble standing.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Might I recommend sitting?
I sit on my back. I just lounge like I'm reclining. Just like,
yes.
What you doing? Malto. Yeah. As you can see, I'm in a state. If you could get me a water or a beverage that could alleviate this state and then bring it back here for me, for that would be most appreciated.
A cup of coffee.
I can see what you're trying to do, man. I don't appreciate it. Okay, you're not my dad. And then I say, "Hey, Adam," as Michael.
Yeah.
Is there any way that I can use like my bardic kind of songliness and word wielding in order to maybe interrogate her with greater ease?
So, options you have. You could, you don't want to torture, obviously. So,
no.
Some of the options are grayed out.
Change my I can inflict pain. It's just the torture that I'm not wild about. You know?
Well, in vicious mockery would slowly wear at her. You might be able to get her like that.
Uh-huh.
Vicious mockery is imagine, you know, you ever seen in like when they're torturing someone in the movies, they like tie them to the chair and blaze loud music at them.
Mm-hmm.
Dissonant whispers or vicious mockery would be basically the D&D equivalent of that.
Right, okay.
Alternatively, with disguise self, you might be able to make yourself, I'll look it up, you might be able to make yourself look like a Yonti. So you could potentially get in, like, in prison, pretend that you are also a Yonti to her in, like, a prison situation.
Oh, interesting.
Let me quickly check, though, because disguise self and alter self,
it would take too long.
It would take a while, yeah.
Like,
but
I'd
it
have
would
to be
the
a prisoner and then help her escape, but not really, and then follow her and blah, 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 and, like, send messages back to you.
Sounds like a good plan. We'll come with a distance.
Yeah.
I mean, rather just
torture her. I've reneged the fact that I'm not into torture because apparently I'm committed to the people I know, not ideals. And because I know you, I'm down with torture.
Sick.
In this particular instance.
Yes.
As a halfling, it would be actually very difficult, but not impossible.
A cute little snake person.
You can only make yourself seem a foot taller than you actually are, and you're only 3 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
So you could potentially try to disguise yourself as a very short yonti.
Could you disguise yourself as a very young yonti?
Sorry?
A very young yonti?
Potentially.
A young yonti.
That's not really how yonti work. They don't grow up. They're made.
Mm. Oh.
But like a child version, and then you're like, I need help because I'm so young.
Well, the changes wrought by this spell fail to hold up to physical inspection. So right, if she okay. touches or tries to touch you, the illusion disappears.
I'm very hands-on as well.
You are.
Is she a pretty face? Because I'm a sucker for a pretty face.
She's pretty.
Okay.
Well, oh, that's why I don't want to torture her.
Yeah.
All right, it's not because it's evil. Yeah, so there's your options. You could use Vicious Mockery or Dissonant Whispers like that. You could use Disguise Self. Other than that, I don't think there's much... Oh, actually, because you have more than just spells. Let me have a look. You have some Bard abilities.
Bardic Inspiration, Jack of All Trades, Song of Rest, Expertise.
Mm.
Double bonus for performance and acrobatics. Guys, I should be acrobaticking.
Yeah, do flips and shit.
I'm acrobatic. Ooh. Oh no! Do you know what's amazing? I'm really drunk, but that hasn't affected my physical capabilities. Just my ability to think. Like my dexterity is still 18.
That's amazing.
I can still do a backflip.
Ta-da! I have the ability by popular demand, which means I can usually exchange performance for Rude and Bard. Could I be like, say, a Rude and Bard at the place where you're from for a jaunty tune?
Unfortunately, no.
And she'd be like, yes, come with me.
I was going to ask, actually, do you know what Bardic College you're a part of, by any chance? Because you should have extra powers. So, do you want to hear something just hilarious that's definitely funny and not embarrassing on my part?
Here we go.
Yes.
What has he done?
Yes!
I didn't give you a Bardic College. You should have had two extra powers this entire time.
Including the ability to not suddenly age.
No, that was definitely not one of them.
Oh, fuck.
So, would you like to pick a Bardic College?
Thanks. Sure.
All right, so there's the College of Law. Bards of the College of Law know something about most things, collecting bits of knowledge from sources as diverse as scholarly tomes and peasant tales. College of Law gives you bonus proficiencies, so you gain three new skills. And you get the ability Cutting Words, so you can use your wit to distract, confuse, and otherwise sap the confidence and competence of others.
That could be helpful for this.
Yeah, so you know how you use your Bardic Inspiration to help your friends? Mm-hmm. You can use your Bardic Inspiration to hurt your enemies
okay,
as well.
Okay, yeah. I mean, shall we go with that?
Yeah, sure.
Or the other two, even better.
There's a bunch of other ones. Some of them are just combat ones. There's College of Glamour. And there's College of Whispers, which gives you a psychic blade, and Words of Terror, which if you can... Oh, wait. Maybe there is one that helps you here.
Yes. College of Whispers, psychic blade, psychic blade.
Psychic blade sounds pretty cool.
Psychic blade.
Also if you speak to a humanoid alone for at least 1 minute, you can attempt to seed paranoia in its mind. At the end of the conversation, the target must succeed on a wisdom saving throw against you, blah, 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 or be frightened of you or another creature of your choice.
Mm-hmm.
The creature is frightened in this way for 1 hour until it is attacked or damaged, or it witnesses its allies being attacked or damaged.
Cool. Is that the one with the psychic blade?
Yeah, that's also the one
with
the psychic
blade. Left dead!
A magical energy starts to concentrate deep within.
Whoa, deep guys, within I just remembered I went Bene. To school. Oh, man. I got so late. It was crazy, this college. It was wild, man. The hazing alone was like we actually generated a magical haze, which took over the school. It was pretty much.
He lifts up into the air slightly. And have you ever seen Sailor Moon?
Yes.
He does like a Sailor Moon transformation. And returns to the ground as a member of the College of Whispers.
You have untapped potential that you have only just now realized.
Just watch and see, boyo.
So you get Words of Terror, which if you speak to someone for a minute, you can make them deeply afraid of you or someone that you choose by just talking to them. You also get Psychic Blades. When you hit a creature with a weapon attack, you use your Bardic Inspiration to make your weapon deal 2d6 extra points of psychic damage, which is basically you imbue your psychic energy into your weapon.
I like how big you've written Psychic Blade.
Otherwise, I'm going to forget it. Plus 2d6 or plus 1d6?
2d6. So it's a lot of extra damage.
That's real good.
Yeah.
That'd have been handy when we were fine.
Do you know how
money.
Many times you get Bardic Inspiration a day?
I get it 4 times a day.
Cool. There you go.
You can use that four times.
I can use it four times. Psychic blade.
Fuck yeah.
Anyway, remembering your... Not remembering, sorry. With your newfound power, you know what you need to do.
And I do words of terror on this lass.
Maybe you move somewhere alone, because you need to be alone with her. So you move somewhere alone. She's tied up to a chair in one of the houses.
Back. Yeah, I got this. And I grab her. And...
You go into Green Chapel's house. You sit there on the plastic-wrapped sofa next to the coffee table with doilies all over it. Next to the painting of kittens running across a field.
And I can make her scared of me or others, right?
Or someone else, yeah.
Right. So I might try a kind of like, you saw what they did to you out there, right? You think you're the first Yonti to come past us? Look, I'm on your side. I'm cool with this, yeah? But their helmet, she can heat it up. I knocked it off once, but I ain't doing it again because, look, I don't want to stand up to that. Like, she's pretty crazy. So, look, I'm your one friend here. If you don't cooperate with them, you're going to lose that one friend. That's all I'm going to say.
Are we good cop, bad copping her?
Oh, my God.
Absolutely are.
Yes.
Ooh, this one might be close. Does anyone...
Oh, I got cards.
I have a skill or attack
Succeed
roll.
On a Yonti threat roll.
Is it saving throw?
No, it's skill? A... Skill? Oh, no, it is a saving throw. Yeah, it is. You need to hurt someone on a saving throw. Do you have a bad boy card, Shanks?
I have a bad boy card, yeah.
What is it?
It's minus 1d6 after making a skill or attack roll.
I'll count it.
Okay, cool.
It's fine. Actually, no, wait. We established earlier that you can use those cards to make me re-roll dice.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You can spend that. I'll just re-roll the dice.
And where am I throwing this to?
Chuck it to me. It's a bad boy card. They go in my deck. She fails. You can see red rings appear in her eyes, or a red ring appears around her pupils.
What is she, an Xbox?
You can tell that she is now magically frightened. She's beginning to panic.
Okay, and I grab her chair and I drag her back out to where it was. And as that happens, I'm whispering, just remember what we said.
I will tell you where the temples is.
I'm listening.
She, maybe with Seahole's help. Seahole has a vague map or something like that. Mm-hmm. She lays out where the temple is. It's deep in the jungles nearby, but you could get there in a day's travel. The problem is, unfortunately, it's now late enough in the day. Once you've reconvened after the Yonti has explained where the temple is, you reconvene and Seahole says that it's too late to travel there now. If we go at night, the dangers of the jungles will consume us before we can reach the temple. We'll have to wait until tomorrow, which unfortunately means that they're going to get a night with their prisoners.
Ask them what they do.
What do they do to the prisoners?
They becomes servants of Dendar, or are sacrificed in her names.
How long have we got till that happens?
I's not sure.
But it could happen tonight.
Possiblys, but unlikelys. There's a lot of pomp and prestige around it. There is many things that needs to be done. None of you know, I don't think, who Dendar is.
We've heard it before.
Yeah.
Have you?
From whom did we hear the name Dendar?
From the snake people.
Oh, yes.
Just now.
You spoke to a snake, didn't you? Somebody spoke to a snake and they were like, sacrifice for Dendar.
Yes.
No, that's right. One of the big snakes said sacrifice for Dendar. Yeah, that's right.
But they didn't clarify it, so I heard it roughly the same.
Who's Dendar?
Good question.
Dendars is our gods.
Can we punch Dendar?
Can we kill Dendar?
The Night Servants came into beings before your histories, spawned from dreams of the first intelligent creatures.
Ironic that it comes from history. Hey, that's a good gag.
You need to sober up.
She will bring about the end of all of your worlds. She will return to this plains and eat the sun.
That seems highly unlikely. You sound insane.
You would believe me if you'd seen the door.
The door?
The doors.
How many?
There's one door. It's just her speech impediment. The doors. It is iron and big and terrifying.
And where does this door go?
It goes to Dendar's.
Where is this door?
In the temple.
Where's the temple?
She explained that already.
We got the map. We got it. It's cool.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought I was drunk.
You know what? I'm old enough now. Give me some of that booze.
They have none left.
Quest Dad, come on. Come on, Quest Dad, come on.
Okay. Have this will hurt you a lot, though.
You're going to have
maybe
some of
then I'll feel something. I'm real emo as a teenager.
I give him some of the grog.
You drink it?
Oh, wait, no, hold on, wait, what grog is this?
It's Gru Grog's it's best. Bangs.
Okay, I have a big sniff.
All right, it smells like pure gasoline. Mm-hmm. It tastes like pure gasoline. Perhaps it is pure gasoline. Gru Grog's best, brewed by fine orcish craftsmen.
All right, I throw back a shot and try and look real fucking hard.
You keep it down, but you wish you hadn't.
Oh, smooth, man.
It ain't smooth. It tastes like you're dying on the inside 1,000 times.
I'm used
your
to that.
Intelligence is now effectively... What is it right now? 12, yeah?
15. Thank 15? You very much, smart boy.
Eight.
Wow, it had a bigger effect on you than it does on
me. Well, we're about to go to you're sleep, small. Right? Is that a permanent thing?
Hopefully. You guys sounded like you might be going there now.
Luna Bar, do you want some?
Yeah, would you prefer the hangover or would you prefer the to fight them drunk?
For totally irrelevant reasons, I'm going to sit down.
You have disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks. Both of you do. Well,
not me.
You had a boy. It's very strong. It's very strong. All right, we'll say you're fine, but Molto Bene, you have disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks.
Okay.
You do better when you're a little sozzled, but you're this strong...
I'm amazing.
Not it's where stacks, I was going with
it's
that.
Stacks. It's stacks, all right? Drinking stacks?
It just doesn't, but all right.
Do you want some group? Do you want some group? Do you want some?
No.
Seahole takes the bottle.
Am I going to get that back later?
She opens it up, tries to take a swig, but the drink has not touched her lips before she's gagging. She's drunk anyway, though.
Did we have a cigarette?
Grugog's best, brewed by fine orcish craftsmen. Will it help or hinder our heroes? Find out next time on Into the Jungle Island of Dendar, a D&D's for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all our other shows on the Sandspans Radio Network, just head to sandspansplus.com and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to episodes early, all completely ad-free, as well as a heap of bonus content. That's sandspansplus.com.